Tracy Swartz is the ink columnist for the Chicago Tribune. She joins us every Friday with our segment called Reality Check, where we take a look at the storylines in reality television with a local flair. We got some this week, including a snub. Is it considered a snub? Tracy, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so I need to get to the bottom of this because I was trying to figure it out. So I've learned so much from you, Tracy, in the last 3 months about reality television. We've been doing this segment. And I know the formula of how The Bachelorette and The Bachelor work. You've explained it to me. You've enlightened me. But it's the runner-up is supposed to get – the runner-up on The Bachelorette is supposed to get The Bachelor. And if I'm not mistaken, that's our trainer. That's our physical trainer who was the former Chicagoan who almost won but wasn't that interested, right?
Right. So that's typically the formula. It's the runner-up. Sometimes it's maybe the person who comes in third place gets to get the title role for the next season. But basically what happened was, according to a lot of rumors, a lot of reporting, the guy who came in second place was the guy Peter, like you mentioned, the former Chicago trainer. And the reason he came in second place is because he was not prepared to propose to the Bachelorette Rachel on the finale. And this was devastating to fans because that couple seemed to have a stronger connection than the guy that she picked, which was Brian.
Right.
But basically, she told the two guys on the finale that she wanted to be engaged. And basically, Peter wouldn't propose, so she chose Brian. So this was kind of a problem for the producers of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, because they want to have an engagement at the end. So they did not feel like this guy, if they chose he wasn't going to propose.
He's not reliable.
Even if you know it's not going to work out, and so many of them don't, you got to go through the motions of the big proposal.
You got to play the game, right? You got to play the game.
You got to go on the after show, right? Hand in hand. You got to go on Good Morning America. You have to show off the ring. You have to pretend that you are in some, you know, months, years, 6 years, somewhere down the road, you are going to get married, or at least say you're going to get married.
Right. I guess that makes sense because, truthfully, if you were a producer of one of those shows and this the format that they're working in is love and the contestant at the center is not into love or not ready for it or not willing to buy into the premise, yeah, you're gonna skip that dude, right?
So it was a lot of back and forth in the tabloids. You could see that the Bachelor producers were trying to, you know, swing things. It looked like maybe he could at some point be the Bachelor. And then sort of in the last minute, they said he wasn't going to be the Bachelor. And he has a rabid fan base, rabid.
Peter does?
So, yes, big fan base. And a lot of people were super disappointed. And he kind of acknowledged that he blew it on social media. He sort of mentions that fear got in his way. And so now he will go back to Madison, Wisconsin to be a personal trainer there. And a guy who was on The Bachelorette in 2012 is going to assume the mantle of The Bachelor.
Now, to be fair, classic year. I mean, that was a really great Bachelorette 2012.
If you can remember who The Bachelorette was in 2012, bonus points to you, because I've been in this job for 2.5 years, and I've covered 8 seasons of this franchise. That's how long. Just in 2.5 years, we've had 8 seasons full of 30 contestants.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a long – 2012 was a while ago.
I remember this one. It was the one with the jacuzzi, and then they rode horses, and then they did jet skis, and he took them home to a small town. There was a cowboy hat, right? I mean –
This guy is a player. He is a so many women already have come out of the woodwork to say that he was dating this woman while he was dating me. Well, you know, and as is the case, a lot of seasons you have at least one contestant or one lead who was dating someone who didn't realize that they were no longer dating them until they were announced as the Bachelor.
So Rob Martyr, as he just explained to us, does not like the guy because he was a bad race car driver.
Yeah, he's a professional race car driver. His dad was a famous race car driver. He lives in Arizona. The last couple of Bachelors have been from the Midwest, so this is a shift in terms of casting. And they have, you know, they haven't started casting yet, or haven't announced casting yet for this new season. I'm sure there'll be at least a couple of Chicago people. All we right. usually get them on, and it usually starts in January.
So we should expect a lot of shots of Sedona, maybe some turquoise, a lot of turquoise, maybe some joke T-shirts like Arizona's a dry heat and it's a skeleton. Like that's what we should expect from Arizona.
At this point, I mean, he is the first salt and pepper bachelor. He's in his mid-30s, so maybe his ways will be tamed down more, so you won't see crazy, shots in Arizona.
All right, there we go. All right, so Tracy Swartz joins us for Reality Check. We're after Labor Day, so here comes the new television season. When we talk about fall television, and is it the same concept that it has been, where there will be a bunch of brand new reality shows that come out because from the network and from other places, because fall is the right time to introduce these shows?
You definitely get there is a summer reality cycle, which is your smaller reality shows, your cooking shows, your Bachelor in Paradise. And then you've got your bigger juggernauts, which is usually your singing competitions. So we have, and your, unfortunately, your dancing competitions. So there's the new season of Dancing with the Stars this fall. There are 13 people, none of them from Chicago, which was a change from last season when you had David Ross and Mr. T, who are both tied to Chicago. Then you've got The Voice coming up.
Right.
That starts later this month. And Jennifer Hudson, who's from the South Side, she is going to be a mentor this season for the first time on The Voice. And you've got at least a couple of people from Chicago who will be auditioning for that show. And then we're closing in on the reboot of American Idol.
Right, I was going to ask about that. Right. Who are the judges on that? Is it going to be Katy Perry?
It's going to be Katy Perry, but they haven't announced the other judges. I will tell you, though, on Monday at McCormick Place, they're holding auditions for this reboot.
So this is going to be the shot they do where it's my favorite shot of American Idol, where they show we're in Chicago and they go real fast through the line. And then they randomly pick somebody and that person wins like that. My name is Pete Zimmerman. I'm a producer at WGN, and it's my dream to sing country crooner songs. I'm kind of like a mix between Toby Keith and Tony Bennett. And I just hope the judges like me. Well, here it is. And then Pete comes out and he jumps out with the yellow. They give him a yellow card and he flips out. I know, I've seen it.
Well, I don't know how they're going to do it in the reboot, because the whole reason for the reboot was supposed to be enough time passed between the end of American Idol and a reboot where you could actually reboot the show. So it would be something completely different. But the show just ended last year. Not enough time has passed. They're having trouble finding judges. I mean, they got Ryan Seacrest back. But there are two big American Idols, Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson, went to The Voice. So I think that they're scrambling a little bit in trying to build this judging panel.
Two words. Ready? Kid Rock. Get him in. He's a huge, he's a politician now. He's in front. He'd be a great judge.
He would be definitely a foil to Katy Perry. I cannot think of someone more opposite of Katy Perry.
Beyond the singing shows and the dancing shows, what about shows like old staples like the Kardashians and the sort of veteran shows of reality fame like Survivor, things like that? Do those come back around this time?
Survivor is coming back in a couple of weeks, and we have a guy who was briefly on the Bears, and he also played football for U of I, Alan Ball. So he is one of the castmates, and I think that is season 35, if that tells you how long shows have been around. And it is really sad sometimes when I'm typing these, like, season 35, season 32. It's just a lot. So that is coming back. The Kardashians, yes, are coming back. They are actually celebrating 10 years of being on television.
That's it?
This fall, 10 years.
Wow. And this is going to be a big season for Kanye West, I would assume, right? Like his storylines will come out of here? Or that already happened?
Every season is a big season for Kanye West. He typically avoids that show. So they kind of just talk about him in passing.
Oh, okay.
You know, Kanye is still alive. Good, you know, let's move on.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm looking forward to all of the reality television that I will not watch this fall, but I look more forward to Tracy checking in with us to let us know what happened on said shows, especially how it pertains to Chicago. Tracy Swartz is the Ink columnist for the Chicago Tribune. She joins us every Friday. Tracy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.